So tonight we're going to be talking and teaching about how to hold a Platinum Health Products event and hopefully give you guys some ideas and some inspiration to hold events. And because we know, and I think Jackie and Bob can attest to it, and Kathy and Marie, and there's been several people in South Carolina that can all personally attest to what the holding the events has done for their business. So we want to inspire everybody to do that. So that's what the subject matter is going to be on tonight. So we have just a couple more minutes before we're going to go ahead and get started. So if anybody else would like to say hello and where they're calling from, that would be great.
Hi, this is Mina.
Hi, Mina. How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
Great, great. Happy New Year. Thank you for being on with us tonight.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you as well.
Thank you.
Yes, yes.
Dave, did you join us back again?
I am. It's just that you're doing such a good job. I just wanted to sit back and enjoy it.
Okay. Thanks.
I know that everybody is aware that Amy is our moderator and on these calls, but she is also a co-founder of the company and probably at times more important than myself in the running and the establishment of the company. So I would like everyone to always treat Amy with equal respect because she definitely is equal in this company to myself. So if you, you know, hear her and it sounds like she's just being sort of like the whatever, the page or whatever, it's only because of her humility that allows her to do that, because she is equally, as I said, as integral and important to this company as myself. I just happen to talk better.
Well,
and someone's supposed to say it's speak better, Dave. So that was sort of a setup joke, but nobody took it.
Oh. Well, we usually get our call started about 6:05, so we've got one more minute. So if anybody else would like to say hello and where they're calling from, that would be awesome. If anybody didn't announce themselves earlier.
Hi, Amy. This is Erica. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Erica. How are you?
Okay.
Good. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Thank you. I hope you're going to be joining us at one of the New York events that we're going to be having in February.
Yes, I will.
Great.
Hello, Amy. Hello, Dave. This is Lon in South Carolina.
Hi, Lon. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to both of you.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I think I'm going to go ahead and put the call into moderator mode. And just to let you know how the call works, if it's your first time on one of the conference calls, if you hit *6 on your telephone, that will block out all of your background noise. And so at the end when we have the question and answer time, if you've got TV or radio in the background, it won't interfere with the call. And then if you'd like to ask a question, you can hit *6 again, and then that will open up your line and you'll be free to talk. So we'd appreciate it if everybody, if you haven't already, to hit *6 on your phones. And then I'm going to go ahead and put the call into moderator mode, and we're going to get started. Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight, and Happy New Year to everybody. This is our Tuesday business building conference call. We get together every first and third Tuesday of every month to talk about like tips and techniques on how to build your Platinum Health Products business. And our business is basically based around education. We have a passion. We have a mission. We have a goal to spread health and wellness through the quality of foods and supplements that we take to our bodies. So that is what we are all about, and we're just so happy and blessed to have like-minded people on our team to help us spread that health and spread that message of health and wellness and well-being. And we're just really proud to have everybody with us. I'm really excited to have with me tonight on the call David Sandoval, who's one of the owners and founders of Platinum Health Products. He's been educating and teaching and passionate about whole foods and green foods for almost 20 years now. Or maybe over 20 years now, and we're really excited that he just published.
Since I was 3 years old.
He just published his first book called The Green Foods Bible. It is available on the website. It's a 192-page paperback. book, and we're not here to promote the book and talk about the book. That's not the focus of tonight's call, but I do have to tell you that the book is one of the number one business building tools that you will find. So for a $14 investment, it'll educate yourself, provide credibility for the company, and just it's just an awesome, awesome thing to have in your library. So I encourage everybody to go onto the website and order a copy of the book. And for now, Dave is signing each and every copy that is sold. So if you'd like a personalized message or just an autograph, let us know and we'll do that for you. So anyway.
I want to interject, if I might, that I heard Amy talking to the owner of another network marketing company today. And she was taking – now, I'm serious about this. The owner of another network marketing company that's in the nutrition field, they had read the book – and they were ordering a whole list of products from our company, even though they own their own nutrition company. And that was the greatest compliment, Amy, don't you think?
Absolutely. And I go, wow, I wonder why she's ordering all these green foods. She's ordering Best of Greens, Chlorella, More Greens, Spirulina, and Organic Kamu Blend. I'm like, oh, wow, she just told me she read the book over the New Year's holiday.
Exactly.
So it's got a lot of really great information in it. So anyway, welcome, Dave, to the call. Thank you for being with us tonight.
Excellent. And again, as Amy stated, we are looking forward to 2007 of being a year where Platinum Health Products is really just emerging. It's a little bit like a baby. You know, when you look at a baby in its first year, you can't even really distinguish much. You know, by the end of the first year, it knows a few words. By the end of the second year, it's walking around a little bit. But by the time that baby is like three and a half years old, it's running, learning, really, you know, really is sort of embracing life. And we are a three-year-old. That's where we are right now. And I have to say that we're ready to explore the world. Things are really, really opening up for us. So, Amy, again, thank you for moderating the call tonight. Thank everybody who's participating tonight. And I want Amy to take one moment to remind you how you can re-access this information, and then we'll get directly into tonight's program.
Well, tonight's call will be recorded, and it will be available in your back office starting tomorrow. So feel free to, or please go on to your back office, log on, and go to marketing, and then there's a section with conference calls, and it breaks it into the business building calls, as well as we have all of course, our product education calls. So this call will be available in the back office starting tomorrow. So anyway, let's move right along with the meat and the subject of tonight's call. Tonight's call is to focus on growth and to show each and every one of you who are members a pathway to achieve that growth that you want in your business. The growth, obviously, we would like the reward, like the financial reward of growth, and we'd also like the, say, the spiritual or humanitarian award of helping people achieve better health and nutrition by bringing them these quality of foods and this information into their life. And so tonight we want to teach you how to use duplication to build your Platinum Health Products business. What we mean by duplication is Dave and I can't be everywhere all the time. And so we want to teach you how to duplicate what we say, to duplicate the message, to duplicate the passion, to duplicate the recipes, and to share it with your own friends and family and colleagues. And so our feeling is that the path to duplication is education. We want to educate you. We want you to educate your peer group and your friends and family and loved ones. And so we want to share with you what works. And one of the best ways to build a Platinum Health Products business is to share our story. I think every one of you that has been to a live event and has seen Dave talk or even listened to his CD or read his book would agree that he's a passionate man with a message. And so when Dave speaks, people listen. And so what we need to do and what we've found that works is we need to get people in a forum where we can share that message with them. And so that's basically what we're going to talk about tonight, is that we want to inspire you and we want to educate you on different ways to gather people together and to share our passion and to share our message with them.
Well, I think one of the key things that Amy's referring to is that we had one of our members, and I was supposed to fly up and be involved in an event in San Francisco. But San Francisco Airport was fogged in, and I was delayed at the airport for 4 hours, which did not allow me to get to that event on time. Well, one of our members went up to the front, having, you know, being innovative, and he took my CD. He gave an introduction. He said, the speaker you're about to listen to is blah, 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 blah. And then he put on my CD. And he played that CD. And the people sat and they listened. And when they were done listening, they asked questions. And when they were done asking questions, many of them signed up, became members, and ordered products. And this was out of necessity because of my inability to be there on time. And one of the things we learned from that is you don't have to be me in order to succeed at having an event. So, Amy, why don't you give them some of the ideas that we've found that really work, and then we'll see if the people are, you know, have any, obviously, of their own input and questions at the end. But let's share with them what we've learned.
Okay. Well, the different we want to run down a list of the different types of events. So we're going to go down a list, and then we're going to talk, obviously, in more detail as the call goes on and next week. So So let me start here with the different types of events. And the different types of events can be some very low cost, very low setup, low preparation, all the way to, you know, several hundred dollars for a hotel room, ballroom rental, and lots of preparation if you're going to be doing a snack and sip type of situation. But starting on the kind of lower end of the spectrum is a member-hosted conference call. And what that means is one of you as a member basically uses this conference call line that we're calling in tonight. You pre-schedule it with us, and we set aside a time for you, and you get people on your conference call, and you tell them about what is PHP, what do we offer, and what's in it for them. The second, and basically, I mean, that is absolutely free because we don't charge you at all for using our conference call line.
The amazing thing about this first that Amy's talking about is that it allows you to bring people from all over the country. These people don't have to be in your neighborhood. So you could have friends in Iowa. You could have friends in New Jersey. You could have friends in California.
In Canada, in Mexico, in Europe.
Yeah, and you could create an e-blast. And you start e-blasting everybody you know to e-blast everybody they know. And you say, look, we're having this meeting. We're all going to meet on the phone. And when we're on the phone, I've invited a special guest to speak to all of us about these issues that I think are important in our lives. And imagine that you just invite people and tell them to invite people and say, you know what, I've invited my friend, this author of this book, this guy who I work with, and Amy, and they're, and the two of them are going to, you know, are going to lead us down this educational path. And so the bottom line is, in this event, you could be recruiting in so many ways via email blasts. You could be calling your friends and tell them to call friends. And this is a personal invitation to join you on something you've arranged for them. You have arranged for this person and his wife to be on the call, and educating and being there live. And, you know, Amy's a great moderator. I know the product knowledge very well. You could have her or myself separately, or you could have both of us together. And so, again, this is something that is not limited to the people in your neighborhood. You could have people from all over the country. You could take 1 or 2 or 3 weeks to build momentum, to recruit and to remind people, get a list of people who are going to attend. You could even tell them there's going to be something special offered to them. They're going to learn something they never knew before. There's different ways you could tease them into joining, and we will send out some stimulating questions, the same type of questions. Like, we're going to send out a press release to radio stations, TV stations, asking them if they're interested in the things that we're passionate about. It is my opinion that we could also, if you want to do recruiting, contact us, and we'll teach you some of those key phrases, those stimulating one-liners that will make people's ears stand up and them say, you know what, I want to hear more about that. That makes me curious. So if you could make people curious and stimulate them, they will be on this call. And when they're on that call, we will effectively convince them that Platinum Health Products is a legitimate and a very pertinent, thing in their life. In other words, it's important to them. They'll find that it can be and should be part of their life. And we're willing to do that for you. And this is perhaps the easiest way to get a number of people together at the same time. And so I just wanted to emphasize that this to me is potentially highly effective for anyone, even if they don't have a budget to spend even one dime.
Yeah, highly effective and easy, because you're not having someone take time out of their busy life to drive somewhere. They're going to get a taste of what Platinum Health Products is all about from the comfort of their living room, or while they're driving their kid to volleyball, club volleyball practice, or whatever. So it's a low level of commitment from the people that you're recruiting if you're just talking to them about it for the very first time. And so I think it's a lot easier to get yeses to a telephone event if they're just being introduced to it than perhaps, coming to your house or making an appearance. And I think as you guys know, when Dave talks, people do listen. So if we can get people on the phone and get this message across, I think that they will be, or I know that they will be very impressed.
And I want to say, Amy, a quick question for you. You remember a lot of people know Shadonna, who works for Amy and I, and her brother works for us as well, her younger brother. Well, he had been told that he had some friend who wanted to recruit him to come to a meeting, right, a live event. And so he went around and he asked probably 20 different people, hey, would you come to this, would you come to this? And because he was asking them face-to-face, it was really hard for people to say no. And so a lot of people said yes, and then they simply didn't show up.
Right.
And he was very disappointed. But Amy, what if he had told you, hey, I know that you can't go to a meeting, but why don't you spend 30 minutes on the phone and see if there's any interest first?
Exactly.
Wouldn't you have been far more likely to like, even if it was just to make DJ happy, wouldn't you have been more likely to do that than having to get dressed, take time out of your day? You know that you got to wait around a half an hour for something to start. Then you got to wait for an hour and a half through the presentation. You can't leave in the middle. So there's a serious obligation. But if someone's on the phone, if they're bored, they can click off and nobody knows it.
Exactly. And that's what's so cool about it, is it's almost anonymous. You can announce yourself or not announce yourself. You know, people can announce themselves or not, and they can leave when they want.
Exactly.
I don't think that they will leave, because the information is really
compelling.
And, the message is great. We just need to get them there. So, again, two types of conference calls. There's one where Dave or I, or both of us, are on the line with a member, leading it through. Dave can talk about health. If there's a particular product or a particular ailment that you want to talk about or be focused on, or perhaps if you're an athlete or it's an athletic team or something like that, obviously we can tailor make what we talk about on these conference calls, which is another really awesome thing. It's not just a cookie cutter like CD that's being played. So, again, the two types are with Dave and I, or one or the other of us on the line with you, or once you feel comfortable enough in your presentation, you just have the call yourself. You just call you call the office, you schedule the time so no one else is using the line at the same time, and you do the call yourself. You present the information you want to present, and you don't need any PHP representative, on the line with you. So those are the conference calls. Really easy, again, like Dave said, really low cost, and we think very effective. The third type of event, the second, because those are just two types of conference calls, is an in-home event. That's an event where you invite people to your house, almost like a Tupperware party or a Mary Kay party. I know Mary Kay was big, or is big, in Texas, and basically, you just invite 5 or 10 or 20 or however many people you feel like you can comfortably accommodate over, and you do a small snack and sip social, like what we did in New York on a very big scale. You scale it down and you do it in your living room or in your kitchen where you sample the cherry. We send you recipes. Basically, Dave and I have put together a sample pack that we can send out to you, so there really is little or no cost involved except for maybe some of the, you know, if you want to have other finger foods and stuff. But we send you samples of the products and the recipes. So we'll send some cherry. We'll send some activated barley. We'll send some coconut oil. We'll send some green food. So you can, you know, mix up the recipes, let people taste it, let people try it. Kind of thing. We actually are going to be sending a couple of books that you can give away for prizes. Like, I don't know if you've ever been to, like, you know, like the Tupperware party where there's always a little game and some prizes, this and that. So maybe some trivia questions or questions of interest spur conversation. And then, you know, you give away a signed copy of the book as a door prize. And so we're real excited about this. It's an intimate thing. You don't have to feel like you're presenting on stage. You're sitting around your own kitchen table or your own coffee table talking to your friends, basically, and say, hey, this is important to me. This is what I do for my family and my life. You know, this has really impacted my health, and I just want to share this with you kind of thing. So it's a very low-pressure, low-key environment. And then we've also talked about, like, a little twist on it is, say, you have an hour and a half or two-hour, you know, snack and sip social where instead of, you know, sitting around sipping coffee with your girlfriends or your friends and neighbors, you know, you're drinking cherry and green drink and having, you know, activated barley and coconut oil, you know, stuff. And then at the end of that, if this is pre-scheduled, that perhaps Dave or I, if requested, could call in on a speakerphone, and there could be some live question and answers going on. So that's a twist that we would like to add and we would like to offer. Obviously, it has to be pre-scheduled, you know, but we are definitely happy to do that. So did you want to add anything further to that, Dave?
Yeah, Amy's using terminology that people aren't familiar with. She
oh,
keeps
I'm
saying
sorry.
Snack and sip, but nobody knows what that is. And I wanted to take a moment to explain to you what a snack and sip social is.
Thank you.
A snack and sip social is the ultimate Platinum Health Products event. When we hold these events, whether they're sponsored by the company or sponsored by a member, they are phenomenally successful. And here's the way it works. We have recipes for snacks and recipes for different drinks. And so what we encourage people to do is to take our menu of potential recipes and to make 2 to 3 of the finger foods and 1 to 2 of the liquids and of the drinks. And some of these drinks are really delicious. It might be something like a cherry aloe, you know, apple cider, you know, nightcap. It might be something like the vanilla now meal option mixed with organic raw orange juice, which makes a delicious creamsicle taste.
Yeah.
It may be the green power drink that actually, believe it or not, is a combination of about 6 of our supplements that is absolutely delicious, and it's a green drink. We also have snacks like a peanut brittle imitation that is actually healthy for you. We have an amazing, if you want a warm thing, we have smothered potato recipe where you just, you know, cut some wedges of new potatoes, bake them, and then a little sea salt on those. And then we have a gravy that is absolutely delicious, that's healthy, helps you lose weight, boosts your immune system, lowers your cholesterol, and it's gravy. How many people have ever heard of gravy?
That's healthy for you.
That's healthy for you. And it's coconut oil and activated barley. So we have some delicious, phenomenal snacks and some wonderful drinks to sip. And when you invite people over, we invite them over. We tell you, invite them over for a snack and sip social. They sit around. They get little snacks made out of healthy foods. They get drinks that are delicious. And then at the end, you go, by the way, all this information we're talking about, living healthy, being healthy, you're experiencing it now with the things you're drinking and with the things you're eating, and people are going, wow, this stuff is delicious.
And they're going, wow, my kids would eat this. Wow, this faux peanut butter with activated barley and tropical, that tastes really good. So it's really exciting, and it's so funny. You made that sound so much more exciting than I made it sound by calling it an in-home event. But you know, around Christmas time, there's, you know, a lot of women, or a lot of people, I shouldn't say just women, do the cookie exchange parties, or, you know, there's, you know, or you just get together for coffee, you know, the book club, the this, the that. This is a really fun thing to do, to get together with your girlfriends or get together, you know, as couples or whatever, to share these healthy recipes and this, you know, this message of health and well-being. And it can, you know, really make an impact on people and their families.
Absolutely. So the Snack and Sip Social is basically just that. You make some snacks and you make some little sipping libations. And when people come over, they get these finger foods, they get these drinks, and they get to hear about Potsdam. And that's what we call a Snack and Sip Social. Sounds so much better than a recruiting meeting, doesn't it?
Exactly. Absolutely. And it's fun. I mean, it's really fun. And so, again, just to reiterate, that if, when this is you know, when you check in with the home office, when this is, you know, planned for in advance, we can send you sample product. The recipes are on the website, or we can send you the recipes to make for the Snack and Sip. We'll send you catalogs and order forms, and like I said, the signed copies of the book for door prizes, and just some ice-breaking things, some of those like one-liners that Dave was talking about, just some things, you know, some neat little tips and techniques to hold the meeting. And it's just a really fun thing in a really intimate setting. And if you say, oh my gosh, I'm not a salesperson, I could never stand up in front of 1,000 people or 100 people or 50 people and give a speech about this, and I'm not a high-pressure salesperson, you don't have to be any of that, and you won't be any of that. This is you in your kitchen or in your living room talking to your friends about something that's really made a genuine impact in your life, and you just want to share it with them. And who doesn't want to taste things that taste really good? Everybody
exactly.
Likes samples.
Exactly.
So basically, again, and then if it's prearranged in advance, if you would like a, you know, a 20 or 30 minute question and answer period with Dave and Amy or one or the other of us, we're happy to do that as well. Obviously, we can't fly around the country all the time, you know, doing this. We're running this business here in California is our primary job, but we're happy to help in any way we can by getting on a conference call or you know, a speakerphone and sharing and answering any questions that we can.
Absolutely. And so what I think what we need to do is we need to encourage more of you to get involved actively in helping us to spread the word. What I wanted to say right at the beginning, and I'll just sort of maybe do some backfill right now, is that when Amy talked about duplication and replicating our effort, that is extremely important because there is only one of me. And I have to be honest with you, it is a very intimidating task to realize that the entire world is waiting to be educated. And the reason why Amy and I chose this unusual method of marketing, remember that we are in the retail marketing business. You get a product into a store. You wait for people to go and find it in that store. Well, I have to tell you, that is a very slow boat to China. It is almost impossible to reach the world in that method. And there is no incentive, really, for the word to be spread. And the reason we chose this method of marketing isn't because we were really thrilled with network marketing, because we had seen it abused before, and we were afraid of those abuses. But we realized that network marketing is, in fact, a powerful tool when used properly. And we believe that using this powerful tool to incentivize, that means to reward those people that help us accomplish our goals, and our goals are noble goals. Amy and I truly live, eat, breathe, and we pray for the strength to help other people through their suffering and to avoid, ultimately, any suffering. That's what we're dedicated to. That's what we stand for. That's what we come to work every day to accomplish. And we chose this method of marketing because it can be financially rewarding to those people who help us accomplish that goal. And we felt that that was the best win-win situation available. And we're appealing to you all to help us accomplish this noble goal and to make it your own goal. And so many of you have embraced that. It is so flattering. Amy and I oftentimes are brought close to tears, if not literally to tears, when we realize how dedicated, hardworking, and passionate many of you have become in helping us to do this. So that's my way of saying thank you, but also of encouraging you to keep up that good work, to expand your efforts, and to help us find others who could do that good work and can help us also expand those efforts through duplication, through replication, through education.
Absolutely. And so we also want to offer, when you do one of these in-home events, when you do one of these snack and sip socials, some incentives. Like, again, we want to provide you the free product. We want to give you some prizes. Also, we're going to have a special sign-up program that if you have an event and you have people there, instead of the regular $29.95 sign-up price, if they place an order, the sign-ups are $10, and that basically just covers, it helps to cover the cost of the catalogs and all the marketing materials and the sign up for the back office. And, you know, there are really hard costs that the $10 it helps to cover. So instead of the $30 that we would offer sign ups for $10 if someone was placing an order at an in-home event or at a snack and sip social. So then, so those are basically the easier, the lower investment, because again, like I said, the investment is very low. It's recruiting the people, and it's perhaps buying some of the other food items that you need for the recipes, and perhaps Dixie cups and paper, you know, paperware, you know, to paper and plasticware to serve the goodies in. So those are relatively easy to put on. Now the next kind of event that we're going to talk about is actually a public event where you're going big with this one. You rent a hotel ballroom, or you have some type of community center. You get a room somewhere, and we're hoping to, you know, get 50 to 100 to 200 to 500 people at one of these events. And there's a lot of ways that we can help you draw in the people. But obviously there is expense there. But as some of the members that have held these kind of events can attest to, their downlines and their business has just, you know, caught on fire after one of these events. I mean, selling thousands and multiple thousands of dollars worth of product after an event that Dave has come and spoken at, and, you know, maybe 20, 30, 40, 50 sign-ups after one of these events. So it really is a dynamic way to excite people. And if I was going to do it, if I was in your shoes as a member, I would start out with a conference call. I would whet their appetites with the conference call, where it's a very low time commitment for your prospects, basically, or for your friends and family. And then when that goes well, you know, say, come on over, taste these products. I want to show you, I want to let you touch and feel them and taste them, and, you know, see why I'm so excited about this and why these two people out in California are so passionate about this. And then you get some excitement going, and then you say, hey, let's go ahead and sponsor a big event. And when you do a big event, Dave and I will come, or Dave will come, and Dave puts on a great show. I mean, ask the Pages and Kathy Shad, and I know he's done several events in North Carolina, and I think that they will all tell you Dave puts on an amazing event. He's very inspirational in his speaking, and their sales and ultimately their checks are growing because of it. So did you want to add anything else about the events, Dave?
Well, the core to having an event was prefaced by Amy. It isn't the first step that you do. Having an event is the third or fourth step in building your business. The first thing you need to do is you need to get people onto our product education calls on Wednesdays. When you start getting two or three or four people onto those product education calls, they quickly realize that the company is a quality company with quality products. Then you begin to bring people into your own group. Now, this could happen through sponsoring your own conference call or simply getting three or four like-minded people to help you build a team. Once you build that team, your own downline, all you need is two, three, or four people who you personally mentor, coach, and get inspired to do this. And once you have that, the three or four of you could easily then recruit 15, 20, 30 people to come onto a conference call. On that conference call, we knock them dead, totally wow them, and you say, now, people, wouldn't you like Dave and Amy to come to our town to do a live event? But they could only come if we get 50 to 100 people together. So all of a sudden, you start with those core of three or four, and the three or four of you get to where you have 10 or 15. And once the three of you have 10 or 15, then those 10 or 15 could easily recruit 50 to 75 to go to a live event. So you need to consider it almost like planting a seed, watering that seed, and then when that plant grows big enough, it will bear a lot of fruit for you. But you've got to be willing to start with a core. One person, one other person who's inspired, the two of you grow to four or six. And then once you've got those key, four or six, you could easily jump up to 15 to 20. So this is what I'm encouraging you to do. And remember, Jesus started with 12. And now look what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and there's ways that we can help you. You know, obviously, as Dave said, you use your downline as recruiters. You know, you form a team of people that, you know, we're going, it's our goal to get 10 or 15 people each to come to the event. If you're a member of an existing group, say, you know, a women's group or a church group or soccer moms group or something like that, you know, you invite your friends from your peer group. You can use your back office email. This is an amazing tool that I don't think very many people are really taking advantage of. There's email functionality where you can email everybody in your downline, you know, and really get the word out, get the message out to them. Also, we encourage you we can help you design a flyer, you know, print them off at Kinko's or print them on your computer and post them or put them out at key locations in your community. You know, if you have a friend or you make a friend at a salon or a salon is selling the products, you know, maybe they'll let you put it out. You know, maybe you can put it on the counter at the gym or something like that. And so put flyers and posters out at key locations and even maybe advertise in your local community newspaper. Typically, the local community newspapers, maybe like the weekly publications, are not too expensive, and a lot of people read them. And so that is a really good way to state what you're doing to draw from the public, not just your own friends, family, and immediate, like, contacts.
Definitely, definitely. So so that having been said, where does that take us next on our agenda?
Well, basically, we wanted to list, you know, the different types of events, which we've gone down those events, and we wanted to, you know, talk about how we could get people to come to the events, which we've talked about that. We've touched on that, but we also wanted to tell people when you're having an event, there's some simple questions, there's some simple information that you really need to convey. And this isn't just at a public event. This is actually one-on-one when you're talking to somebody about Platinum Health products. And there's three simple questions that Dave and I came up with that you really need to use in your presentation. And one is, what is Platinum Health products? What is it all about? The second question is, what does Platinum Health products offer? And the third question that you need to answer for the people, because they're going to be thinking, the people that you're talking to, what is in this for me? And so those are something that, do you want to go down one by one, Dave, and just give a brief answer or an answer to each one of those questions?
Absolutely. Start me at the top.
What is PHP? Give a synopsis. Give our mission of what is PHP.
Well, Platinum Health Products' mission is really quite simple. Platinum Health Products was designed to give people access to the foods that will make a difference in their life. When people decide that they want to choose an alternative path to the lifestyle that is so common today, a lifestyle that's laden with poor food, with using pharmaceutical drugs, over-the-counter medications, relying upon doctors and artificial substances for stimulation and for temporary quick fixes to different symptoms that are simply suppressed by medicine or by, as we said, some type of stimulant. And what we do at Platinum Health Products, quite simply, is provide people access to the highest quality products in their purest form so that when they make a decision to reject all of those things that we know are so harmful and they turn to a natural alternative, that natural alternative provides them with the results that they were seeking. Because if we cannot provide access to people who are seeking answers, if we can't give them highly effective, reasonably priced and scientifically based answers, then we have failed them, and they will return to the other lifestyle that we know will ultimately lead to misery. And so many times when people are inspired to turn away from that misery, they are caught up in a web of deception of people who would take advantage of their need and of their desire. And what we want to do is offer an ethical alternative for people who are seeking that ethical alternative. So in a nutshell, we offer people access to the pure foods that will change their lives. And could you add anything to that? Obviously, they could simply go and read our mission statement, which is the best way. You simply go to the website, and you could read our mission statement where it says about us. And when you read that mission statement, I think that you will find that there is a way that you could sort of melt that down into your own words and share it with people in your own words. But other than that, I strongly believe that our mission statement stands on its own, that if you read it and put it into your own words, you'll find your own way to say what I've just said. But in a nutshell, we are here to provide people access to the products that will change their life. Products that are pure, raw, mostly organic, and whole food and herbal solutions that have really stood the test of time.
And what I want to add is that they're also affordable, that good health and well-being is not just for people who can afford to spend $150 or $200 additional a month on supplements. And so what we are bringing this at very reasonable, affordable prices to people. So it absolutely shouldn't just be the, you know, the elite or the upper income people that should have access to these quality of foods.
Exactly.
The second question, or the second point that we always want to make when we're presenting Platinum Health Products is, what does Platinum Health Products offer?
Well, basically, Platinum Health Products offers a buying club environment. Platinum Health Products offers a business opportunity. It provides an opportunity to make money doing something that's really important in the world. When you could make a living or even add to your income by really helping people, by impacting their lives in a positive way, then you are going to create really good energy. You're going to create really good, feelings around, you know, the people who you work with. And when you're done working with people, when they feel like it was worthwhile to have spent time with you, that you really care about them, then you're going to have succeeded. So what we're offering is, again, is the opportunity to make money, to make a living by doing something that is really important in the world. And, you know, I don't think it gets any better than that. So Platinum Health Products is offering a business opportunity, an ethical business opportunity, a legitimate and potentially lucrative business opportunity, and a business opportunity in a field that is, as we stated earlier, a field where, ethically, morally, and any way that you look at it, it is a noble cause. It is something worthwhile and something that you would never have to be ashamed of doing.
Absolutely. That's what I was just thinking. It's something that you can be completely proud of, what you're selling and what you're representing, and that you're a member of this Platinum Health Products, the family, basically. Like, that's very good. Then the next point or the next question is that probably the person that you're talking to is going to be thinking that you want to address is, what is in it for them? What are they going to gain by joining or becoming a member of Platinum Health Products?
Well, the main thing that the member is going to gain from being, of course, with us as part of our team is they're going to gain I guess I sort of rolled all the questions. I sort of answered three.
Yeah, no, you answered number three kind of in number two, but that's okay.
And I answered number two and number one, so I'm just all behind the eight ball here. But
no problem.
The bottom line is that what is in it for you is personal well-being. In other words, first thing that you're going to find from Platinum is an answer to your own questions. You're going to be able to go there, and you're going to be able to say, you know what do I need in my life? You're going to be able to select it. You're going to be able to use it. You're going to feel the results of it. People are going to see the results. They're going to see your skin clearing up. They're going to see your waistline getting smaller. They're going to notice you have more energy. They're going to notice you're no longer complaining about that arthritis, no longer complaining about that ulcer, that you are reporting to them that whatever it is that you're suffering from, you're now feeling much better about. And so the first thing that it is going to offer you is a personal experience. The second thing it's going to offer you is an experience worth sharing.
Absolutely.
You are going to have a personal experience, and then you are going to have a story to tell. Amy?
Absolutely, because we encourage everybody to use the products themselves. Use the products themselves, and you are going to feel a difference, and you're going to feel a positive difference, and then you're going to feel really good about talking about it.
Exactly. Now, once you talk about it, you've taken the first step toward transitioning from being a personal use type of interaction to actually, once you take that step and you've had a story to tell and you tell that story, now your second opportunity arises, and that is the opportunity to help other people the way that you have helped yourself. Now, once you've helped other people, you have then created a business, because when you help them and introduce them to the products, you will begin to make money. So the first thing it offers you is the chance to help yourself. The second thing it offers you is a chance to help others. The third thing it offers you is a chance to make money while helping others. And then part of those first things is to save a lot of money on your products while you are helping yourself. So the first thing is to help yourself. The second is to save money while you're helping yourself. The third thing is to help others. The fourth thing is to make money while you're helping others. And the fifth thing it offers you is the opportunity to build a true, legitimate career in a field that you love with an ethical company that creates, and this is the key word, residual long-term income. Residual long-term income is what many people in the world are seeking today, and here's why. If you create business today, let's say that Amy and I are out to lunch, and we're having a great time, and she says, Dave, you have really nice skin. I wish my skin was like that. And I said, well, I use this product called Kamut Blend. I use it every day, and I know that you could get it down at Johnny's Health Food Store. Well, Amy says, well, hey, I'm going straight down to Johnny's and getting some. And the bottom line is that when she goes there, all she really does is say, hey, my friend told me about this. I want to buy some. And guess who gets the reward? Well, first of all, the health food store, and secondly, the person who uses it, but that's it. And the person who made all that happen, the person who connected the store with the person who gets the benefit, they're left out in the cold.
Right.
And the beautiful thing is that imagine if every time Amy used that product ever again in her life, after I told her about it, imagine if I made a percentage of the profit that the health food store would have earned. If the health food store says, you know what, I'm going to give you 15% of that profit or 30% of that profit, that would be pretty cool. Well, the bottom line is that we share with you a great percentage of the profit we make when we sell a product to someone you know. So there is a financial reward for you to share. But here's the great part. You tell them once. They don't have to come to your home every week or every month to buy more for you to make that profit. You never even have to see them again for you to make that profit. You don't even have to, let's say that they start telling their friends and family about it, and their friends and family start buying it also. You are going to making a financial reward while you're sleeping, while you're eating breakfast, while you're on vacation, while you're at your other job. You're going to be making money. And what's more beautiful than that, other than the fact that you'll be making that money for years and years and years to come? Let me give you a simple example. I had a friend who told me, Dave, this is ridiculous. He says, I'm going to sell somebody something. I'm going to spend all this time, and at the end, I'm going to make like $8. I'm going to make $8 from this person after spending 2 hours with them. That's $4 an hour. What's so special about that? And I tell him, well, that isn't special really at all. You're absolutely right. But let's say they use that product for a full year, and they order that product every month for 12 months. Now you've made $96. All of a sudden, those 2 hours, you're up to over $40 an hour. Now, let's say that they start using another product, and all of a sudden you start making $12 a month, and they use that for another year. That's another $144. Now you're up to over $200 an hour by your second year for those 2 hours you put in. Now, that explains residual income. Now, let's say you make $20 an hour. You make that $20 an hour, you work for your boss, you establish a new whatever, a policy, an account, an ad, something that keeps giving back to the company that you created it for, but they don't keep paying you for it. They pay you for the hour it took you to create it, and that's it.
Exactly, exactly. And yes, this is beautiful. This, you get someone to order one time, and they are locked to you for life, the lifetime of their purchases. And that's residual income is something really exciting and really important, and something that I know we all want to achieve.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, and I also wanted to share that when you have an event or when you're speaking with someone, you're not always just speaking with them to get them to become a member. Like you may want to categorize, say, your contacts, and one set of contacts is people that you don't think is really into business building, or maybe you don't want to scare them away by talking about signing up for a multi-level marketing organization. And so the way you would approach them, or the way you would have an event for these kind of people, is just to start out, you know, surrounding it about product and let them buy the product either at retail price, or you could give them the preferred discount of 20% off the retail price. And so ease them into it. And then when they call you back and go, wow, this is really great, you know, my arthritis is gone, I'm sleeping better, you know, my skin looks great, then you can ease into, you know, telling them about the business opportunity. So you know your audience, you know your friends, you know your family, you know the people that you're going to be recruiting either to these conference calls or these in-home snack and sips. And so I just want to let everybody know that you can tailor that event, and if Dave and I are there to help, you let us know how you want us to present the information. It can be strictly product. You can have all the sales at retail price, or we can shoot for membership, and we can shoot for inspiring them to go out and educate and recruit members of their own. So however you feel the most comfortable, and however you want to manage your own Platinum Health Products business is, it can be tailor fit, custom made for you.
Exactly. And what we want to let everybody know is that whether you choose to simply buy 100 CDs and mail them out to people that you know, I've seen people build their business that way. Whether you want to take and go on the website and download one of our, let's say every single day, you take one of Amy and my recordings off of the back office, you put it into the body of an email, and every day or every week, and I really encourage you to do this, you email people and say, hey, by the way, this week's subject is X. If you'd like to listen to this week's subject, click here. If not, delete this. Or if you know somebody who might benefit from it, pass it on to them. That's a great way. But when you start to build people who are interested, when they start to like the message, that's when we want you to take it to the next level. That's when we want you to get 10 or 12 people or 100 people onto a conference call. That's when we want you to invite people to your house and give them snacks to taste. That's when we want you to then build up to the point where you've got 20 people saying, let's have an event, and each one of those 20 people could bring 5 people, and all of a sudden you say, Dave, I could get 100 people. Would you and Amy come in town and you know, share your message with us? And when we do, you know, when we get to that point, we want, when we get on a plane and we spend our money to go there and physically stand up and help you, make sure that that's when you make sure that you've got a significant number of people there, because it's a shame to waste all of that energy. Not that it, not that 10 or 20 people are insignificant. I'm just telling you, the more people that you get there, the more likely it is that Amy and I will be able to justify attending, because it takes time, money, and all of those things. So if you put a big enough group together, if you build it, we will come.
Exactly. Well, pretty much our hour is up, and that was a good way to wrap up. So next time we're going to be getting together on Tuesday, January 16th, and we're going to be having part 2 of how to hold a PHP event, and we're going to go into more detail about what it really takes. The details, the nitty-gritty of holding an event. We're going to have some information that we're going to be putting out on the back office, like the application to send in to have Dave or I come, to the forms that, you know, how do you fill the forms out to, you know, get the free product, to get the books to give away, you know, basically the protocols on how to hold these events and really get down into the nitty-gritty on that. So we hope that everybody will join us back on the 16th for part 2 of this. And then now I'm going to go ahead and open up the line, so if anyone has any questions. And I want to remind you, if you have hit *6 on your phone, that's awesome, but if you want to ask a question, you have to hit *6 again to open up your line. Okay, so great. Did we have any questions out there tonight? Hello?
Hey, if anybody has a question, please feel free to speak up now. If you don't, then maybe you might just want to make a comment or say hello. Okay, well, I want to thank
Dave?
Everybody for having listened in tonight.
Hi. I think, did someone have a question?
Dave,
yes.
Could you give us a little more detail, or maybe we should wait till next week, about the email you were talking about sending out, and you were putting the voice within the email, a way that they could click on that and go to it?
Yeah, this is, to me, this is the most underused and most powerful tool that we have. Imagine that you get an email from me, right? And what is your name again, sir?
Lon.
This is Lon in South Carolina.
Oh, hey, Lon. Hey, Lon, imagine that you got an email from me and it said, hey, Lon, I just heard this amazing, compelling dissertation about arthritis and gout and how to get rid of it naturally. I thought you might be interested, so I pasted a link in the body of this email. And all you have to do is click on this link and turn up your speakers on your computer, and you could listen to this information anytime you want. And so what I would do, and Amy could explain how to do it in a moment technically, but what I would do if I were working this business the way many of you are is every single week I would pick a subject matter that was compelling. I would go to the back office, and there is a whole library of recorded calls on different subject matters. There are dozens of subjects. And these calls could be moved into the body of an email in what's called a link. And when you click on that icon or on that those words, then it immediately begins to play, just like you turned on a radio or a CD or a tape. It begins to play right there over your computer. And if every week you choose one of those subjects, and if you build a larger and larger audience of people who are willing to receive your weekly email, and if they are not interested in that subject matter, all they need to do is delete it. If they are interested, they listen. If they have somebody they know who might be listening, they forward it, who might be interested, they forward it on to them. And that's, in my opinion, As soon as people start turning on to this, our business is going to grow in an unprecedented fashion. I have not been able to inspire enough people to do this, but those who have tried have found that it's really appreciated by the people they know. It's unobtrusive because it's just an email to be deleted if it's not interesting to them. One person got three of the emails and deleted all three, and on the fourth one, we were talking about arthritis and gout, and they listened to the whole tape and ordered a bunch of stuff. So people have the right to listen or they have the right not to listen, but they know that every week they're going to get an email from you with a new subject, and that subject might be compelling to them. Amy, could you please help me with the technical side?
It's pretty easy, especially if you are getting the weekly emails already with the web link in it. I think most members, if we have your email address, we're sending out an email the day after the product education conference calls with the web link in it right there. So that is the easiest way to do it. You can cut and paste or copy and paste that link and put it in the body of your own email. And then at the same time, what I would recommend is that you put your www.phporder.com/ Lawn. I'm not sure exactly what your personal website is, Lawn, but you put your /, whatever it is, and then once they listen to the call, if they're interested in ordering, they can just go back to the body of their email, click on that, and it'll take them right in to the website where they can order, and it's, you know, already linked up to you. So it is definitely, it's a really cool marketing tool, and the subject is, you know, hi from Lawn, you know, information on arthritis or whatever, you know. And so it's been real compelling for the people that have been using it.
Absolutely.
Very good. Thank you.
Great. You're welcome. Any other questions out there tonight? Okay. Well,
Amy, Dave, it's Kathy Shad in Clearwater.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. One thing I've been doing is sending out email newsletters through the back office, and that's really great because I can just type something up, send it to my whole downline, and, you know, we stay in communication that way.
I think that's awesome. Debbie forwarded me, I guess Debbie somehow is on your list, and she forwarded me your newsletter, and it's really great. I think it's really cool that you're doing that.
Thank you. Yeah, and I really like the lineup that you've set up here, you know, to really get the group going and get it solidly there before you have a big event. That's what we didn't do, and we will do it next time.
Well, awesome. Well, I know that your events have been awesome. So
well, we'd like the bigger numbers next time. So.
Right. Well, that's cool.
Well, Kathy, I really do appreciate, you and all the work that you've done. I want everyone to know, and I think Amy might have mentioned this, but we have decided to try one of the more effective public relations firms here on the West Coast. They work all over the country, and hopefully we are soon to have a number of video clips and audio clips that will come from my appearances and Amy's appearances. They're going to try to get us onto different morning talk shows, television, radio, magazine articles written about the things that we're passionate about. And they seem to think that with all of the, you know, they've seen, they've seen some of the things that we have, and they seem to believe that we have very compelling stories that will be quite newsworthy. So we're going to do something really unique. We're going to try to build a real public awareness about this, what is now a fairly small and obscure company, I believe is about to burst onto the national scene. And if you have not really put all of your thoughts and heart into what we're doing now, I think that we are about to give you every reason to want to do that, because we're taking the bull by the horns, as they say. And Amy was really adamant. She said, Dave, it's time. I think that you're ready. I think with the book and everything that we have to offer, So, Amy, anything to add?
Yeah,
to that?
I think what Dave's trying to say is that you're hopefully going to be seeing a lot more buzz about Platinum Health products. You know, like Dave said, you may be seeing us show up in articles in the newspaper, maybe on morning, you know, talk show, on national radio, things like that, promoting the book and promoting our products and the things that we believe in. So, we hope to create that buzz that'll make it easier for you to present that information. And as articles come through and as TV appearances or things come through, we're going to try to archive that and capture that and then share that with you. So you can use that. You can personalize it to your own contacts and in your own selling efforts, you know, to get people recruited into the business and to get people started on our products. So everything that we do, we are going to be sharing with you as tools that you can personalize, you know, and use it as, you know, in your sales presentation.
Exactly.
Could I make a suggestion? If you, when you know that you're going to be on TV or whatever, if you could put that in the front office as an announcement so we could be watching and have others watch, that would be great.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we will definitely try to do our best to pre-alert everybody if there's going to be something national. And so, you know, you can get all your prospects, you know, give them a heads up as well.
Good, very good. And could I make a pitch about your book, Dave?
Sure, that'd be great.
I just love this book. I mean, it's what I like about it is the very conversational tone. You know, you're just talking to the reader. You're not trying to be an overeducated, you know it all, but you do know what you're talking about. You know what I mean? It's not like a textbook. It's like, you know, sitting down with a friend and saying, "Hey, you know, I've you know, learned this information and I want to share it with you." And it's just so pleasant to read. I just really love it. So I'm really pushing your book a lot.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. I have to say, today must be the day for book compliments because I hadn't heard any feedback from anybody who'd read it. And then just today, Amy could vouch for this, we have gotten some really, like, I mean, it just warms my heart, really. It's so, I have to admit that I grew up in such humble circumstances. I'm such a regular, normal, down-to-earth guy, I mean, that I'm really oftentimes really taken aback and surprised at the impact that I have on people's lives. It just is so humbling, and I feel so blessed by God to be able to share this with people. And so I hope that everybody realizes that all I'm really doing is sharing knowledge that I've learned from others, you know. I mean, I'm not the creator of any of this. I'm not the originator of it. I'm just someone who really, really cares, and I felt compelled to share information that I thought would be meaningful in people's lives, and that was a journey I started 2 decades ago, and it really has taken over my life. It really has dominated my life. It has literally robbed me to a certain extent of almost anything else in my life, and one of the reasons why I desperately need all of you to help me to accomplish my goals and to help me with this duplication is because I really need that help. I humbly ask you to help me to accomplish this. And knowing that I am just a regular guy, probably less educated than almost every person who's listening out there now, I hope that that motivates you that you could do what I do. You could probably even do it better than I do it. And so, again, I just encourage you to do your best and to try your hardest. And if we do that, I know we will change the world. That's our goal, and you know, I hope that all of you will basically see that what Amy and I are striving for, and will embrace with the same passion that we have. So again, thank all of you. This is the conclusion of the call. So if there's any final comment, Amy and I will probably not be able to respond. But please feel free to say anything you wish at this time.
Amy, where can I find a list of your recipes?
Oh, they're on the website. Go to the phporder.com, mm-hmm. and then it's under education, and then click on the link that says recipes, and
okay.
You can download a PDF of all the recipes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any final comments,
I just want to wish everybody a happy new year, and I look forward to seeing or talking to everybody tomorrow on the product education call. We'll be getting together same time, same place, and the subject of tomorrow night's call is detoxification. And we have a detoxification package after all the Christmas eating and binging and New Year's Eve partying. It's time to detoxify in the new year, so that's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow night. So we look forward to having everyone with us and talking with everyone then.
Great. Well, Amy, thank you again for an excellent job this evening. I also want to thank all of you for what was a really, really successful 2006. I want to invite you all to be part of Amy and my family in 2007. And once again, God bless you all. I look forward to hearing from you tomorrow, which is your first opportunity to put in one of the things that we advised you to do. Start building your group by getting some people to listen to that call tomorrow night. I promise you, you won't regret it.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Dave, for your time. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to talking again tomorrow night.
Okay. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.